It's a sit-down. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. President Biden plans to talk with Republicans about spending and taxes.
President Biden says he expects honest debates with Republicans over reducing annual deficits and the national debt.
Fundamental disagreement on what we should do to cut. What do we cut? Well, it's not just cutting. What do you raise? What taxes do people pay? How do they pay their taxes? And do they pay it fairly?
The president told a gathering of mayors he will lay out his case during next month's State of the Union address. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is urging negotiations with President Biden on a deal to raise the debt limit before a potential default in June. The administration says the debt limit must be raised without conditions. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Speaker McCarthy tweeted earlier today that he would accept an invitation to sit down with the president. Western defense leaders meeting in Germany have failed to reach an agreement on whether to provide tanks for Ukraine. A group of Aurora, Colorado police officers and paramedics have pled not guilty to charges stemming from the role they played in the death of a black man.
Three police officers and two paramedics are accused of manslaughter, negligent homicide, and other charges. Prosecutors say Aurora police stopped Elijah McClain as he walked home from a suburban Denver grocery store while wearing a ski mask, something his family says he wore due to a medical condition. A struggle ensued. The three officers used a chokehold on McClain. While restrained, paramedics injected the 23-year-old with a sedative called ketamine. An autopsy found McClain died from complications from the drug.
Fox's Tom Graham. Five police officers in Memphis have been fired for excessive use of force, failure to intervene, and failing to render aid stemming from an arrest during a traffic stop of a black man who later died in a hospital. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A federal judge in Florida rules Governor Ron DeSantis didn't act illegally when suspending an elected prosecutor who publicly stated he wouldn't prosecute anyone under the state's abortion laws.
A federal judge in Tallahassee says Governor Ron DeSantis' suspension of Tampa area prosecutor Andrew Warren can stand. DeSantis suspended Warren after the latter publicly stated he would refuse to prosecute violators of Florida's abortion laws in the wake of Roe v. Wade's overturning. DeSantis argued the state constitution grants him power to suspend elected officials who don't do their jobs. Warren sued in federal court on First Amendment grounds. Judge Robert Hinkle, a Clinton appointee, stated he believed Warren's complaint, but the law prohibits federal involvement.
Fox's Evan Brown. We now know the official cause of death of beloved actor Leslie Jordan.
According to the Los Angeles County Coroner Medical Examiner, Jordan died of arteriosclerotic cardiovascular disease. The manner of death was ruled natural. The Will and Grace and Call Me Cad actor died following a car crash in Hollywood and was pronounced dead at the scene. The actor had been sober for more than 2 decades. At the time, toxicology tests did not find any alcohol or drugs in his body. Jordan's car hit a wall at an intersection in Hollywood. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A girl from Rhode Island has come up with a clever way to determine if Santa is real, DNA. The girl, who was from Cumberland, sent a partially eaten cookie and some carrot sticks to the town's police department to ask if they could be tested. Chief Matthew Benson says he forwarded the so-called evidence to the state's Department of Health Forensic Sciences. In a statement, Chief Benson said this young lady obviously has a keen sense for truth in the investigative process and did a tremendous job packaging her evidence for submission. We will do our very best. best to provide answers for her. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.